This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The family of a King Soopers employee killed during the shooting in Boulder held a memorial service today. Friends, teachers, and colleagues shared stories of 25-year-old Ricky Olds. They described her as bold, caring, and full of infectious joy. Jordan Arthur was her boyfriend.
For many, she was an essential worker doing her part to help us get through the checkout line, putting on her signature charm and smile for everyone. And for me, a girlfriend who loved me in a way I'd never felt before.
Olds is survived by two siblings, her grandmother and uncle. It's not clear if the store where she worked will reopen. RTD will restart work on the long-delayed commuter rail line from Denver to Boulder and Longmont. It was supposed to open years ago as part of RTD's expansion plan, but rising costs put it on hold. Board member Doug Tisdale says the Biden infrastructure proposal could be an answer to RTD's troubles.
We have a window of funding that is available to us now, a window that could very easily close in November of 2022.
The president's proposal still needs to pass Congress, and there's no guarantee any federal money would go to RTD. A new resident-led commission will advise Pueblo on energy issues and hold the city accountable as it moves toward 100% renewable sources by 2035. Pueblo has one of the highest electricity rates on the Front Range. This is CPR News.